head of the DA Women's Network in KwaZulu-Natal. We're at Inanda Steps at the moment, and I think after visiting quite a few police stations in KZN with Zach Mbele, our shadow MP of police, I have to say that it's the same everywhere. Lack of resources, lack of staff, high rate of, this is the highest apparently in the country, the highest rate of rape and sexual abuse in this area. So it's a very, very big cause for concern. The officers have actually said liquor was the biggest issue, and obviously this is exacerbated by the fact that, you know, they've mentioned that there aren't any street names, so it's very difficult for victims to get to them or for them to get to victims. So they actually have to tell victims to wait in landmarks in order for them. And so after being raped somewhere else, the victim has to come to a particular spot and wait for somebody to come and pick them up, which means like there's a chance that you could get attacked again. So that's not very, very conducive to somebody's emotional situation at that time. On the whole, I'm very confident that Zach would actually take these matters up. We've worked on other stations as well, and as I've said, the cases are all the same. It's sad that in Women's Month, to hear that the rate of abuse against women is so high. So hopefully with some intervention at parliamentary level, things will get better. We're not holding our breath because we've been doing this for over a year now and we've not seen much progress. So let's see after this intervention what happens. We're the constituency chief, constituency MP for the North Central Durban constituency, Tim Brouck, is also an MP, and he will be also assisting with his constituency, his councillors and activists, to try and see how we can help out in terms of rape kit bags, the handbags to actually assist with the victims. We normally put sanitary towels and spare underwear and toothbrushes, toothpaste and that kind of thing, just to get a lady who's been raped to feel comfortable once she leaves the police station, goes to the hospital, and after she's been seen, to obviously just some kind of comfort to make her feel better. So we've promised that we would come into the station again to hand over some handbags. And the victim-friendly unit's not very friendly, so I'm a bit concerned about that. They've been asked to remove the bed that was in there, which is a huge cause for concern. When a woman's been raped and brutally assaulted, she's in pain, she needs a place that is comfortable and comforting, and this is absolutely not comfortable or comforting in any way. So we need to look into this as well.